A lot of companies are cutting back on benefits or shifting health costs to the private sector employees. Public workers have battles of their own, spending substantial time bargaining to maintain benefits municipalities say they can't afford. The Wisconsin State AFL-CIO has been trying to get labor and management to see eye to eye on a new health plan. The group's president, David Newby, says it will cut medical costs and make coverage available to everyone.
I think there is the recognition that we've got to do something big, we've got to do something bold, and we think that this is a model that can actually work and that can actually be passed legislatively.
The plan is called the Wisconsin Healthcare Partnership. It has bipartisan support. Republican Terry Musser and Democrat Russ Decker are sponsors. It's designed to operate similar to the state's workers' compensation program. Employers would pay a certain amount into a health fund. A commission would determine that. It would also decide the level of worker copays and deductibles. The proposed plan would cover all necessary medical care. This includes doctor visits, hospital stays, and full coverage of mental health services. Several businesses have endorsed the AFL-CIO plan, saying those companies which shirk on health care should pay their fair share. But the state's largest business group is opposed. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce spokesperson Jim Pugh.
This proposal is an open-ended, bottomless pit for increased expenses. What they're proposing is a Cadillac healthcare plan similar to what public employees get and public employee union members get.
The true cost to employers won't be known unless the plan becomes law, but an estimate was calculated in an actuarial study commissioned by the AFL-CIO, and even the union called the conclusion astounding. The independent report said with such a system, employers would pay substantially less for each worker's health care than most companies are now spending for a plan that would cover everyone in Wisconsin. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.